Good morning, everyone. So I am coming to you live for Q&A this morning, fresh off a run. So you know this month is Mastering Time. And one of the things that I am teaching you guys is that you have total control over your time. A lot of us, what we do is we think about our time in very poor ways. So I want to start today's Q&A off with explaining two different ways that I could look at today. So first off, I got up this morning, I did my journaling and all the things. Tonight, I am going to a hotel here locally in Nashville for a three-day transformation. If you don't know what that is, it is the first time that we've done this event where 50 of your tribe sisters are coming to town and they will be coached for three straight days with me. So we are going to be locked down in a hotel room. And even my coaches don't even know what all I'm doing. They haven't seen the workbook. And this morning, as I was running, I was listening to some personal development and came up with an amazing idea. So there will be some new things that are happening that we will be doing this weekend. And I have minions in Nashville right now running around grabbing supplies. So I don't even think my minion is on this call. She's probably driving. But anyway, I had to recruit some people. Like, Kathy's not my minion. None of them are my minions. It's I've got some people getting some stuff together for me so that we can do a little bit of extra stuff. I just opened up, like, seriously, y'all. Is this not beautiful? I designed the cover myself. I would just like for everybody to know. But this is the workbook that they're going to be doing. And it is full of goodies and all the things. So I get up this morning, and when I have an event, I have to really manage my mind because it wants to go to all the things. It wants to go to how it's going to go wrong, how you're not ready, how, you know, what if you don't do a good job, like all the things. So I always have to, like, watch what my brain does. And I also have to watch what my brain does on, you've got so much to get done before you go. Like, you know, when I'm at an event, it's almost like I'm not working. I always have this, like, belief, like, but you're not really working. I mean, like, you know, you should be at home. You should be doing the things you should be doing. Like, I have, like, things that have to happen for PNP, right? And so that's what my brain wants to spin in. And I know a lot of you think, like, I am, like, the master of time. I am, like, not a master at just planning time. What I'm really good at is watching my brain want to create drama around time. And then when it does that, I am really good at stopping the drama and getting to the facts and then getting started on doing the things I need to do. So I get up this morning and I do my journaling. Like, well, it's all downstairs still because I always do my journaling with my cat. If you watch Instagram, you'll see me and Luau were sitting on the couch drinking coffee and journaling this morning. But I still did my journaling. I cleaned my brain out, planned my food for the day, planned my workout, and thought about all the things that I wanted to get done for the day. So I laid them out on my calendar so that I could see, like, was I going to be having a flight of ideas and delusional with a long list, or was there actually enough time in the day to get them done? Because what I don't want to do is allow my head to just create stories around time, which is what I see a lot of you do when we are talking about time. So I wrote down what I need to get done, and a few things got kicked off the list. I was just like, you know what? This can wait. This can wait. It's stuff I would love to get done. It's stuff that would be great. It's stuff that sometimes I feel like I should be doing, but I'm like, okay. But in the grand scheme of things, does it need to get done? And I just am very truthful and honest with myself. Again, flushing the drama away and being like, what really needs to happen? So I did all that, made my packing list. I hadn't packed jack shit yet. In fact, my sister-in-law unpacked me yesterday from our trip from Vegas. That's how, like, non-essential the, like, I know a lot of you are, like, all anal about unpacking and washing clothes and doing all the things. I'm just like, I got shit to do. Like, those clothes are not going to get hurt staying in the suitcase. In fact, they're even safer in there. The cats can't claw them if they're in the suitcase zipped up. So I went and did my run. And while I'm doing my run, I was listening to this training that I have a membership that I belong to that's full of coaching for business and life and all this other stuff. And it is, so I'm listening to that and I'm like, this is great. Like, I bet I could do this. I could do this. Like, my brain gets in fuego. And I'm like, you do not have time to come up with bonus exercises for this weekend. You don't have time for all this. And my brain was like freaking out. And I finally was like, no, I do have time. Like, if I want to get this done, guess what? I'll make time for it today. This is not an I don't have time thing. This is like, do I want to make time for it or not thing? That was like my whole morning. I'm just going through, like, being very realistic with myself about, like, we're not making drama out of this. Like, I wanted to take a shower before this and look nice for you guys. And I was like, I finally asked myself, does anybody in the tribe lose weight because I've had a shower? The answer's no. So you know what's going to happen? I'm going to talk to my husband for 10 minutes because I'm not going to see him for 3 days. And if you know me, I don't talk to him when I'm out of town. When I'm at an event, I'm not calling my husband. I'm not doing those things. Sometimes I might, but most of the time I am so focused on what I'm doing, I don't even want the distraction. And he doesn't either. He's just like, go do your thing. I don't want to talk about, like, Chris is like, don't call me to talk about what you talk about with the girls. You know, it's not that he doesn't love you guys, but it's never going to be as special as it is to me because I was in the room. So we just don't do that. And so I just, all morning long, I watched my brain reorganize itself on let's be scarce with time to let's be abundant with time. So I just started, like, I think that's like the big thing I want you guys to understand when it comes to the whole concept of mastering time this month. It has very little to do with what planner you use. Do you time block and all this other stuff? None of that stuff ever works until you decide that you're in charge of your time and that something outside of you isn't. If that doesn't happen first, all the planning systems in the world will not work for you. You will either break them, you will be the victim of stuff. It is just like when I talk to you guys about meal plans and when I talk to you guys about your, like, you know, food and stuff like that. Unless you really believe that you're in control of your mouth, and unless you really believe that you're going to need to watch your brain want to be dramatic about your food, want to not waste things and stuff like that, and not judge yourself for it and not get caught up in that being hard and stuff. Like, the moment you can just watch where you're at with your head, notice where it's going, redirect it, and know that you're always in charge. Like, that to me is the fundamental skill that it takes to lose the weight. It really does. And it's the fundamental skill that also that it takes to get shit done in your life, to get the things done that matter most. Because when you, what am I clicking? I know it's, I'm going to have to like take this away from myself. I am one of those, I love a fidget, and I have this Brett that has been here and I snap it even during coaching calls. I am putting it away because like a small child, someone has to tell me like, don't do that. But it's like when you really start taking that ownership, I think it makes the difference in everything. And that is like what I did in the beginning with weight loss. I want you all to realize that I fundamentally took ownership and responsibility for what I was eating, how fast I was going to go, how fast I'm not going to go. Hang on. I've got like all the text messages coming in this morning. It never fails. When I do a call, suddenly everybody's like, hey, like, I am not that popular usually, but it's like, I look back and it was this mindset of just taking ownership of, you know, I'm going to have to unwind a lot of stuff and that's okay. I'm going to unwind a lot of stuff. I'm going to need to make mistakes and not quit anymore. And that's on me. You know, like I just really started being like way more patient with myself, way more like listening to what I was thinking. I think that for all of you, that's one of the things I really want to convey is the importance of listening to what you think about and not judging it and not being upset about it and not thinking, oh my God, these are the bad thoughts. And man, if you're thinking that shit, you'll never get anywhere. That whole litany of preach that you give about you can't think those things, that's what gets you nowhere. The thoughts that are just running around, those aren't a problem until you make them a problem. And I want all of you to really hear this when it comes to your time and when it comes to your weight, because I really think the way you manage your time is how you manage your weight. Like the reason why I wanted to do something on time is because they're so similar. And so many of you, the drama you have around your time is why you're eating. You keep thinking, I don't have enough time and I don't have this and I don't have that. You create all of these believable stories for yourself that set you up to eat. And it's like you keep doing it. And I want you to say this. You set yourself up to eat. It isn't the time and it isn't the world that's doing it. It's your outlook about all of it. So the tale of two mornings could be, I get up and I just let my brain run the way it wants. And the way my brain wants to describe today, girl, you are so busy. I don't know how you're going to get it all done. We're going to need to make ourselves do stuff all day. It's going to be frantic. We're going to push. We're going to have to do this. I know me. I will get myself my stuff done. By the end of the day, I will be at the hotel with clothes and makeup, all my supplies, ready to go. That will happen. The things that have to get done today, they will get done. I know that that's going to be the end result. I know myself enough that I'm not going to be like, well, I know that 50 people decided to come to this, but I just couldn't pull it together, so I'm not going. That will never happen. I know that I'm not going to show up naked and plan to teach three straight. Now, let me just say, if I decided to teach for three straight days naked, that would be amazing. Talk about confidence. But I could also be arrested for it. So we won't do that to everyone. So it's like I could have this dramatic tale and then I could show up to the hotel frazzled, spent, willpowered myself through the day, and just basically it would have been just asshole treatment to Corinne. Or what I can do is I can realize, I'm going to get there today. And we're not going to rush and we're not going to do those things. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a few minutes. We're going to lay that day out so that you know when you need to do your shit. And then every time that you want to think you don't have time, you're going to be like, there's all kinds of time. All kinds. The less you're not being frantic, the easier all this gets to get done. And I will tell all of you, so many of the things that you think that you need to be doing, it's like you just need to question, really? Do I really have to do this? Do I need to do this? Should I do this? Or is this just my opinion about the things? Because if it's just your opinion, then decide what's more important right now. For some of you, you really need to quit folding some laundry and cleaning your kitchen every night and stuff, because the only reason why you're doing it is because you're a martyr. It's because you beat yourself into it. Because you shame yourself into doing it. You force yourself into doing it. And you do all of that at the expense of doing the work on sitting around, resting, judging yourself, and not eating. Most of you, what you need to do is you need to stop busying with bullshit and sit for a minute and let your brain talk at you like an asshole so that you actually can hear it, because that conversation and getting really good at hearing it and redirecting it and questioning it and stuff is what will solve your eating problems. Most of you are doing dishes and folding laundry and bullshit like that, like a martyr, so that you don't have to hear judgment of yourself and your true opinions of yourself and then work on the true opinions of yourself. You busy with this shit to get you to be able to eat. Some of you need to have a messy house for a little bit while you work on the mess of your mind, the mess of what you think about yourself, the mess of your self-judgment. Because any of you that think that when you're not being busy with stuff in your house is somehow not accomplishing things and being lazy and everything, you have it wrong. And so you really need to set that stuff aside for a little bit. And you need to sit there. And you need to listen to what you say to yourself in those moments and figure out, is that the conversation that needs to be had in these moments? And that's my preach this morning on time. So now, let us get to some questions. All right, let me see. Where did Slack go? Slack is a tool that we all use where the questions are populated for Corinne. Does each week look consistent with your tasks? Trying to find consistency so I can be more productive. Result, is this my brain? I'm not really sure what that means, but I will say this. When it comes to my tasks, no, most of my weeks are pretty different. And when it comes in terms of work, I always have different projects going on, different things going on. So like things I do typically look very different every week, but what stays consistent is my morning routine is very consistent. The things that I do or do not do around the house are very consistent. Like I know which day of the week that I send. So like when I plan our menus for our family and do all that kind of stuff, it's always on Fridays. I do a big check around the house of like, what do you want this week? All that kind of stuff. Then I send off all of that. Like I always plan my weeks on Sunday, that kind of thing. But my days are usually spent, the first part of the day is planning, journaling, self-development, like exercise, that kind of thing. And then I shower and then it's like a big work block for a while. Like I break it up. It just depends. And then I usually take most of the time in the afternoons, I take a break because I work most evenings. I prefer to have a break in the afternoon so that I can work in the evenings because I do better. When I have what I would call the rebound period. So like I, most of the time you'll catch me working between 4 and 7 most days. I just kind of like that period. And then I usually start, like what I would call work around 8:30 in the morning. And then I go until about 1:30 and then I take a little break and then I kind of pick back up around 4. Now, sometimes during my breaks and stuff, guys, I am self-developing. Sometimes I just nap. It just depends. And sometimes I just sit and do nothing. Like there's days where I just like can sit and do nothing. Now I have to watch my brain a little bit, but I've been really practicing like taking some time away. And one of the things I'm really working on that I think is helpful for everyone is I've been sitting with myself for 5 to 10 minutes every single day. And I've gotten to where I can get, like sometimes I can get up to 20, 25 minutes where I literally am just sitting and I'm not listening to anything. Like I'm not listening to music. I'm not listening to self-development or podcasts. I've been trying to just have some quiet time every day. And I'm not meditating either. Like there's zero purpose. Like it's just what I would just call allowing my brain to just kind of float. Because we're not doing that enough these days. And for like somebody just said, I don't see how you can just sit. That's a problem. If you can't do that, then that's a problem. And what happens is that you end up doing things from a place of forcing, exhausting, busying, and things like that. Your brain is supposed to not be charged wild all the time. And like back in the day, that's what they used to do. I mean, I want you to think about like 100 years ago, people just sat. They weren't just busy for all the time. Like, why do you think there were front porches and things like that? So that people could sit and just talk or just be. You know, like it's an important piece of how the brain works, especially if the brain's not getting enough recharge, then it thinks it has to be thinking at all times. Like, I'm not saying it's going to be like, you know, like that. But if you train your brain to be highly wired, guess what? You can't tolerate yourself anymore. In those spaces when we're not doing something, that time is where we're actually developing the relationship that we want with ourselves. And then that translates to when we are doing things, when we are like whatever, because there's always going to be breaks where you're not going to be able to just like you like for those of you who can't tolerate just sitting, I want you to think about this. There are times where you're going to have to be in the car, or there are times when you're just going to have to like be in a line somewhere. And that if you haven't learned how to think about yourself and how to like allow your brain to just be in stuff, guess what? In those moments, judgment will fly in. If you haven't trained your brain on how to think, like just relax and stuff, then it will just be like, I gotta be thinking, I gotta be doing something. And a lot of times it just goes all hardcore on all your shitty thoughts that you've been trying to shove away. Then you end up being like wanting to eat. Like a lot of you will say like, you know, I was at the bank. I don't understand why I went home. I was just like all of a sudden needed to eat. And it's like, yeah, you had time to sit with yourself and it drove you crazy. So when you got home, guess what? You wanted to turn that off. Last thing you did was want to like sit some more. If you don't teach your brain how to enjoy sitting, you will always resist it and you'll be looking for something to keep you busy. And if the only options are eating and dishes, I wonder why a lot of you want to eat. So I want you just to think about all of that as a concept. So I don't know, like, what's consistent for me? I'm going back to the original question. Does each week look consistent? My big habits are consistent. That's where I put in my most consistency. So I'm always going to have a plan for the day. Like I will always have a plan for the day. It will either be written out or worst case scenario, I will speak it to someone so that I know how I'm organizing my day. I want my brain to always know what's coming up. What my goals and intentions are. I get way more results in life by having goals and intentions than I have just, I hope things work out. I know I want to lose some weight or whatever it is. I'm not going to go hope my way through life. It's just not going to happen. And then it's just like, so I just find all the things that I'm going to consistently do there. Everything else just gets planned, just gets a spot on the calendar. I'm just a big believer, guys, and I think it's next Monday. I'm going to talk to you guys more about time blocking in our Q&A call then, but I'm just a big believer in making sure that you put on paper in time blocks what you want to get done so that you're scheduling the things that matter most in your life, and two, your brain is not creating the story about your time. The facts are creating the story. When will the 2020 events open? Will they open all at once? Diane, I have it on my calendar. I would just like all of you to know this is on the calendar to work on all the pages. So in order to open up the events, we have to do web pages. And I am your web designer at PNP. So all those pages that you guys think are easy, it's me doing it. It's not easy. Just saying. I love it when y'all be like, it's just so easy. And I'm like, fuck me. I didn't go to web design school. Y'all, I lost weight. I didn't learn how to do this. I am like, remember Ferris Bueller where he's like playing the saxophone? He's like, never took one lesson. That's me with the website. So next week I'll be working on all of that stuff, and I'm hoping the week after is when we will be opening up all the events. Every event will for sure open, but possibly one for next year. Registrations will be live. I'm not putting anything out except for this one. It may have like a coming soon. The only reason this one event, it's in the summer of next year, it might be a coming soon. It's just because until I sign a contract saying we are a go, I do not take your money. Here's why. If they don't have event space, one, I don't want to refund a bunch of money. That just sucks for me and you. And two, it's like, it's just a hassle. So until I know for sure, like once we've signed contracts, I know we're a go. So then we start like letting people register and stuff. But they're all super exciting. There is a bunch coming out next year. We have a 6-day experience coming with me that's brand new. We've never done anything like it. The 3-day will be on the calendar for next year that we're doing this weekend, except it's going to be led by Kathy. We're going to have one of those. We're going to have camps, and the race, the Don't Stop Believing, is going to happen next year, and a couple other things that that we've got in the pipeline. So there will be plenty of things for you guys to choose from. So and we'll have so many more things that you can do. So you can just take your pick, whether you want something really small and intimate, or if you want something really big. We have all kinds of things happening next year. So what I'm trying to do next year, and what we are doing next year, is I'm really trying to give you guys that community experience with your tribe sisters in a variety of ways. I know some of you want like the big rockin' party and that kind of thing, so we're doing that for you guys. And some of you want something that's like, oh, I really want to come and like focus on this and dig around in my brain and all that kind of stuff. So we're just trying to make sure that you have selection. But the main thing I want to tell you guys about events that I find that are so important is when I go to something, you guys always get so much more benefit out of me going to it. I take a lot of online classes. Y'all know I love to learn, but I personally attend live training events like this or live experiences because when I'm there, I'm very focused. It's like you get 100 times more out of the learning when you're just sitting there and you're taking the notes and you're not going home to your family at night and, you're not checking in on the job every 5 minutes and all that kind of stuff. It's just a very different experience. So one of the things that I have just found so valuable in my own journey has been going to things. And I just think that there's not like there are weight loss boot camps you can go to and stuff, but there's really nobody out there doing what we do for weight loss. Like, I've looked around to try to find it. I mean, you can go places and have cleanses and, like, hot teepees and all kinds of bullshit. But to just, like, go and work on yourself in a very whole way that really focuses in on, like, your life and weight and how they connect, I just can't find it anywhere. Trust me, I'm looking for it because I would like to go to these things to learn. So I just kind of had in my head that, if it's not out there, we're going to do it and we're going to make it. And lucky for y'all, y'all are the only ones that get to do that shit because nobody outside this tribe is going to get to come. So everything that we're doing next year is literally for y'all. We have a very, let me call it the strict policy, which is, and my team knows this, we call it red velvet experience. You know how like when you go to the club and they have a velvet rope? This actually was coined by my husband because he like is fascinated with clubs. But he said, one of the things that's so good about your tribe is that once they're in, they know how special they are. And he's like, you've created that experience. And he said, everything we do, like this, he and I really, we had a talk about this. It was about 18 months ago. And we just decided that I was not going to be somebody who hustled and sold a bunch of shit to just anybody who wanted it. Just that was not my style. Like my style is to be all in on this tribe. And we started saying like everything that we do is like, is this part of the velvet rope experience? We want to make sure that when you guys are here, you feel all of it and you know how special you are. And it's hard to describe to groupies the difference between being a tribe member and being a groupie. But events is one of the big things. No one's doing what we do out there. Like, if you're not in the tribe, you're piecemealing this shit together through, I mean, and I'm going to tell you, I offer a lot of free shit, but I wouldn't want to be out there. Let's just be honest. But it's like, you don't get those experiences. So it's for us, it's been like everything is always, we want you guys to know that everything we offer is for you guys. Like they get a free course, you get some trainings before an opening, and that's it. Like if you ever are in the groupies Facebook group, it is rare that I post in there. every now and then I will post and I won't even coach, but there will be something so dramatic in there that I'll be like, this is what y'all need to think about. And that's it. Y'all are my heart. Y'all get all of it. You get all of me, all of my family, all of my coaches. Like, we just ain't spreading love anywhere in the world but with you guys. So I'm glad you asked the question about the events, because when y'all see the wide variety of the ones that are coming out next year and all the things that we're doing, we set an intention for this next year that we were going to blow it out with the events. I mean, the 2020 events are going to be fucking fabulous. Like, we put on some really good ones now, and we've been sitting around trying to think, how can we make them better? So just know that, I don't know, and maybe it's the party in me. Like, I never was invited to parties. I was never included. It was all that stuff. And I think that once I got to an age where I feel like I belong and I have my own crew and everything, it's just like, oh, we gonna party. And we're all going to feel special and we're going to do it right. It's like, I feel like every time we have camps and stuff, I feel like I'm having the proms and the experiences and everything that no one ever wanted me at. And it's like, well, then I'm going to create my own now. So there you go. Yay for being a grown ass woman. I get my shit done. My problem is once I'm done, I can't think of something else to do to stay busy. Don't. If you get your shit done and once you're done, you need to practice not doing shit. You need to practice being with yourself. That's what you should be doing. Idle time and boredom gets me so eating thoughts come in. Yeah, so this is what I'm challenging you to do, Karen. Don't go and say like, well, that's when my eating thoughts come in. It's like, of course that's when my eating thoughts come in. This is when I'm supposed to be working on developing the relationship that I want with food. On learning that eating thoughts can come in. This is my practice ground for learning how to manage eating thoughts. Because here's the thing. What would be some good thoughts to help me stick with my plan and schedule for the day? Yeah. Oh, wait, that's somebody else. Let me go back. What thoughts do I need to practice to get in the habit to not? I'd rather be busy. Just what I've told you. You're going to have to just sit. You got to just sit. And you need to listen without judgment. So first step for you, Karen, is to sit and just notice everything that comes in. And don't judge it. Like, oh, these are the bad thoughts. Oh, these are the ones that get me in trouble. Like, watch for all of it. And write them down. And use it as time to get to know about what you think about. And then you can decide, like, and do that for like a while. Because here's what will happen. You'll be like me, and this is one of the things that I've been working on, because one of the big words for me right now is learning patience. How to actually feel patient. I feel a lot of impatience, and I want to learn how to, like, to cultivate the skill of patience. So sitting and listening and being quiet and just being like, oh, it's interesting that my brain wants to think about food when I have nothing to do. Oh, it's interesting that, like, for me, like, I'll sit by myself and suddenly I'll be like, how do my thighs feel today? Like, just weird stuff like that. I'm like, I will say, like, wow. So when I'm quiet, it's interesting to me that my brain goes to thinking about my body. Like, just whatever it is, right? And so you just want to start noticing that stuff. For most of you, you'll never need to change the thoughts and stuff. Naturally, some thoughts, new thinking will come up eventually. The biggest part of the work is noticing what you're feeling, noticing what you're thinking, and then not judging any of it. And really being like, oh, these are the things that I think about and stuff. Your brain will eventually just be like, I don't know, do we want to think about that? And it'll be like a casual shift. What I watch most of us do, and I am so guilty of it, and we all, like, sometimes I think, like, with the model, we think we're supposed to just go to this intentional model, is I see a lot of you working at changing your thoughts. And, like, it's almost like it's a chore. It's like an effort. It's, there's a lot of energy put into it. And what I want most of us to do is to get to where it's more casually happening, where it's not like, where we're not just mentally exhausted all the time from it. So it does not mean that sometimes when we're like thinking shitty thoughts and we catch them, we're like, we're not thinking that. Sometimes we need to have a very good redirect and whatnot, right? But there's a lot of time where when we're just sitting and we notice things, what we really need to do is not make ourselves think new stuff and switch to an intentional model. And like, I want you to just notice how hard that seems. It's more about, it's so interesting that I would think about that right now. When I'm quiet, it's interesting that I think about food rather than, oh my God, I'm thinking about food. I really need to have an intentional thought. No, look, we're not going to think about this. Even that is a level of resistance. A resistance to this thought as if there's a better thought out there. And I just want all of us to start questioning, are any of our thoughts wrong? No. They're all just thoughts. I want to start really working with all of you on this idea. And I know I'm getting real heady with the thought work this morning, guys, but I am in like doing so much self-development right now. It's unreal. But it's like, I want to get us all elevated to this level of, I have thoughts and they don't mean anything until the action line. Until I've taken action or reaction from them, it's just stuff that's running through my head. They don't make me feel things. They don't do anything. When we get to where it's almost like taking your thoughts and you're putting them all into the circumstance line. It's like, I've had this thought. Now that's happened. What do I want to think about it? It's nothing unless I love it. And then if I love it, then ooh, it's a thought. Let's use that. All right. I'm going to get off that topic. I can talk for days on that. Nichelle, I have the opposite issue. I fill out my schedule for the day, but I blow it off to take a long nap or do something relaxing that's not on the schedule. What would be some good thoughts to help me stick with my plan and schedule for the day? Well, one, you need to figure out if you are napping and stuff. There's a couple of ways that I would attack this. Number one is plan naps. Just plan them. If you're taking them anyway, it's kind of like our realistic food plan. I plan naps. I plan downtime every single day. Like a lot of us, what we do is we just plan the day, go, 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 go. And it's like, no, no, no. Breaks are for lazy people. I'll never accomplish anything. I coached someone yesterday on accomplishing things. She's like retired. I'm like, what are you supposed to be accomplishing right now? You know, like we kind of did a lot of work around that. But one of the things that I would do here is if you notice you're already taking naps, just decide, like, am I legit tired and I'm just like, I'm learning that I need a break in the day, or am I escaping work? If you're escaping work, the only answer is you have to keep working. There, like some of the good thoughts would be like, naps are not optional. Like my work is not optional. There's not going to be a thought that makes it easy to do the work when you don't want to. I think a lot of you are always looking for thoughts that will like be like, oh, now adhering to my food plan is easy because of this thought. It's like you will have thoughts that will snap you into reality. They'll be like, we're doing it anyway, but you're not going to really have thoughts that are like, well, I've, you know, like every night been binging, and then you gave me this one thought, problem solved for the rest of my life. And it was easy too. Like it was not a problem. It's going to be the same thing for this nap thing. There's not going to be a magic thought that comes along that's like, oh, now I want to do all this stuff on my schedule. And it's so easy to do and I never want to nap again. No, it's always going to feel like ass. Because if you're used to wanting something, the desire doesn't go away until you stop responding to the desire. And to stop responding to the desire, you need a thought that doesn't make it easy. You need a thought that doesn't make it harder, for one, like we should be doing this. But you also, you're going to need a thought that's compelling. That's going to be like, the reason why I'm going to suffer right now and not take a nap is because this is more important. And only you know what that is. I can't tell you what that is. So it's like, if adhering to your schedule above a nap, you need to figure out why that's so much more important. Like, this napping shit is standing in the way of our dreams. Following this schedule gets us to our dreams. And having that conversation and be like, look, Bubba, I know you don't want to. Hell, a nap is always going to sound way better than our plan. Just like a donut that's hot, fresh, and free on a Friday morning after a long-ass week is always going to sound better than bulletproof coffee. Always. But you've got to have reasons why. It's like, yeah, but we're drinking it anyway. You can, like, miss it and salivate and think about it and do all the things. But here's why this is more important. That right there feels important right now, and it's not. Like, those are the conversations to have. But it's the idea, guys, of, I think for a lot of you, is you want thoughts. I want all of you to think about this. I'm not looking for a thought that makes it all like, yes, finally, it's all going to be so easy. I want you to find thoughts that are like, yes, this is why. And I know I'm still going to have desire, and I know I'm still going to want it, and I know I'm still going to feel uncomfortable. But that level of want is now balanced out with the level of wanting something better. And I'm going to let those two things go at it for a little bit. What do you tell yourself when that comes up to retrain my brain to be okay and not think about judgment? What do you tell yourself? I'm trying to figure out what you're actually asking. And not think about judgment. I don't really tell myself anything. I think it's more of just like, watch what you're thinking. Like, notice, like, I'm curious, like, it's curious that I'm thinking this. Oh, this is a judgment thought. Rather than like, fuck me, it's a judgment thought. You know, like how we normally do. So it's just like watching. And I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of, like, our brains are designed to judge. So I think one of the things to think about is like, when we are judging, guys, nothing's wrong with you. Nothing's going wrong. Our brains are designed to judge. But the problem that we have these days is that because we're back in the day when our brains were designed, it was designed to judge so that we didn't get ate by animals. We didn't die eating the wrong berry. Another like group of people that wanted our land. You know, like, you think of all the little cavemen. It's like, ooh, the hunting ground is good. And, like, two tribes of cavemen came up. We judged each other to decide, like, are they going to whoop our ass and kill us? Or are we going to whoop their ass and kill them? Like, that's how it all rolled back in the day. Well, we don't have that going on now. So what we have is we have a mirror. It's like, oh, my God. Like, so-and-so is going to look so much better at the pool today than you are. And our brain judges as if, you know, some other person in a bathing suit is like, now we got our warring factions of people. It's like our brain's in hyperdrive for judgment. And so what I love what my teacher Brooke says, we have to start designing and developing what we call the modern day brain. We still have a very primitive brain. Even after all these years, it's still very primitive. And so the modern day brain, because it doesn't need to rely on habits as much, it's a very handy feature that we have. We can retool it and everything, but we can use more of our conscious brain. We're just not, it's not natural for us, but we have the option. So it's like with the modern day brain, it's all about with judgment and stuff. The modern day brain starts noticing when you're in judgment and not judging on top of that. And then deciding, do you want to do something about it? Or is it just enough to notice when you're doing it and been like, okay, set that one aside. That's just some of that old primitive neurological junk that comes up. And just be okay with it. I think a lot of you just want to feel good all the time. And so when you have thoughts that don't feel good, you beat yourself up for it. And you think something's not working. And it's like, First of all, you don't have to feel good all the time to have an amazing life. You only have to feel good half the time to have an amazing life. The other half of the time, it's like, let's just decide, like, is it that terrible? Or is it just like, yeah, like, not every, like, I'm going to tell you right now, this day is not going to feel amazing all day for me. I'm going to be going from thing to thing and getting things done. I still have a web page I got to do, that kind of stuff. No, it's not exciting. There's nothing about my day outside of this call that's super exciting. It's just a day. That's it. I don't need it to be happy and exciting and amazing and all the things. There's plenty of that to come. I have some of that coming up this weekend. You know what today needs to be? Kind of boring. It's just doing the stuff. I need to feel willing and committed today and like ease and, you know, just that's it. And then I'm going to have some self-judgment come in. Here's what I know about Corinne. Before an event, my thoughts will go, like, it's like a habit. It is a habit. My thoughts will go to what I look like, what I'm going to wear, what are other people going to think, like all the things. And then I'm going to be redirecting. So today's probably going to feel a little exhausting on top of it. And then I'm going to be rooming with people all weekend. And I have become a hermit crab in my old age. And hermit crabs, when there's a bunch of, hell, my last name's Crabtree. When there's a bunch of people around, I got to manage my mind. You know? So it's okay. But like knowing that that's okay and that that's coming and that every day doesn't have to be great, but it doesn't have to be a shit show and dramatic either. And that is where I watch most of us go. It's like, it's either going to be great or it's a shit show. There's called the middle. And let's live in that some. When you schedule white space, what do you do during that time? What do you do during the white space you plan between blocks? Very often, so my white space will have like, this is what I'm normally doing. I either will have some tasks that like have come up through the day. That's a really good opportunity to just nail a few so that I don't have to worry about, you know, planning for them the next day and stuff like that. So sometimes I just use it for that. Sometimes I just watch TV, just be honest. Sometimes I scroll the internet, read. Sometimes I'll just go bother Chris, honestly. I'm like, you want to talk? I got like 20 minutes, which always is very pleasurable for him. Not. What else do I do? Sometimes I just go lay down in bed. I mean, it just depends. But I will say sometimes that's like, I'll be like, oh, I've got like 15 minutes blocked out or 20 minutes blocked out. And I just like, I'm going to clean the kitchen up real quick. I'll run downstairs and do a pass with a trash bag and just pick some shit up or whatever. Whatever I want to do, mainly. Sometimes, like, though, I literally just lay around and do nothing during... other day, I have a chair. I don't know if you guys can see it. I have a chair in the corner of my office. And the other day, it's got a recliner. And the other day, I had, like, this... I got done with some stuff early. And so I had, like, extra long white space. I literally laid back in that chair underneath that blanket. And I just went to sleep. It was, like, bonus nap. Y'all probably were like... Damn, you're lazy. Like, I call it well rested. On the habit tracker, under eating 2 to 2, can I say yes for the day, even if I ate off plan because of substitutions or because of hunger? I've been saying no unless I ate my planned day perfectly. I historically am an all or nothing person and consciously trying not to be that way anymore. You can do whatever you want, Brenda. There's no right or wrong on this one. Here's how I would do it if it was me. If I had a habit tracker and it was, and I really wanted to know how often I was doing 2 to 2. So even if I ate off plan, I would want to know if I was able to stop eating at a 2, even when I ate off plan. So just like, you know, maybe a month or two, track it that way. And then a month or two, track it the other way. I don't think it matters though. I think it more matters about you doing it in a way that's like, what is the most valuable information that I need? So I need to track that way. And doing it not from a place of, you know, well, this shouldn't count. I want you to really think about, if I was going to lose weight, what information would be the most beneficial for me? And that's how I want to track it. I want to track it in a way, like for me personally, if it, like I'm using, we have like this new planner, I'm starting to use it. And the way that I do the hunger scale is whether I eat on plan or not, I'm tracking that, because for me, like my big area of improvement is always on the hunger scale. I am really good about my choices and what I eat and quality and stuff, but I still tend to eat more than I need. So like it's always a work in progress for me. So I tend to track that pretty heavily so that I'm always really honest with that side. I'm always challenging myself. Guys, I still work on it just as much as any of you. But I think the reason, like what I want you guys to understand is that all of us, like I don't want y'all to ever be like, there's just going to be this day and I lose my weight and it's all clicked. It's just my new lifestyle and blah, blah, blah. Like my new lifestyle really is someone who is totally okay with always being mindful about their food. That's the way it started, and I am sure that's the way it will end when I take my last breath. And I actually like the lifestyle now. It started with, this is how I'm going to, like, you know, solve weight loss, and this is what I'm going to need to do in order to lose my weight. And then it became like, this is a great way to live. We should all be so mindful about our food. I love the idea that I'm very intentional about what I put in my body and stuff. And, you know, to this day, I don't hate on myself because I'm not a champ at the hunger scale. What I do is I appreciate the fact that I'm someone who's willing to keep using it even after 15 years and still work on it. Like, I love the idea of having longevity and true commitment and, like, in it for the long haul. Like, I laugh at those of you who seriously, like, it's been 3 weeks. Girl, like, I'm an April baby and I don't have this yet. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I am a 2003 baby. And I'm still doing it. And I'm still tracking. And I'm still working on it. And I have done it for so long that I was able to lose 100 pounds and keep it off. So, like, don't give me your sad story about it. It's been since April or January or September of 2018 or whatever. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? I don't care how long you've been doing it. Here's what I care about. How long are you willing to keep doing it? That is the question. Sustainability. Yes, I am like sustainable housing over here, but sustainable eating. Sustainable weight loss. Do you meditate daily as well as sit? I do some meditation. I've been really trying to do more of it. What I have been working with is I downloaded this app. It's called Think Up. And you put in affirmations and stuff, and then you can record them in your own voice. So I recorded like 20 minutes of all kinds of affirmations in my own voice, and you can put them on a loop and stuff. Well, I probably don't have 20 minutes recorded, but I usually can sit and listen to them for 20 minutes. I just put them on a loop, but I would bet I have at least 10 to 12 minutes worth. But I recorded them all in my own voice, and I will listen to that. And I love listening to that, listening to myself say those things. In fact, I've been thinking about, you guys will have to help me with this though. This is a project and it will not be done in 2 weeks. It will be done maybe in September or October. But I've been thinking about the, and not the real jokey things I say. I mean, like, legit, like, what would it be? What are some sentences that would be like affirmations that I could say with a musical background? And then we could download that for you guys. I actually know how I can do it. I've got all the software. I just would have to do it. But, and it would be pretty easy. We could put it into the Private Member Podcast. But what I need is like, I love how I just like decide to like start projects while I'm on my Facebook Live with you guys. But here's what I would need. I would need like, let's have 2 to 3 like subjects. And then underneath that, I would need like all the sentences that I would need to read. And then we would just put background music to it. And then if you guys wanted to listen to things like that, but I want it to be more like affirmations and not just
like, you know, we're just, you know, like, I'm not Jesus and you ain't the disciples. I don't want to just make it all like preach, preach, preach and bitching. Like, we have my rants and stuff and you guys can listen to that. I want it to be more like, you know, what are the most empowering things we need to be hearing? And let me like dramatically read it. And then, boom, we'll put it to some music and we can put it in there. And then if you guys, no, not just me cussing at y'all. Then if you guys like them, I could do more of them. But I would want to start with like just a couple and do some stuff like that. How do you plan better when your job is one that is planned by others? I never think about my job as planned by someone else. Like, even my coaches, I don't think that they think that I plan for them. I work in IT and have people needing urgent information all day long. I find it hard to find focus time. So here's the first thing is, like, my husband came from IT. He not only was he in IT for a long time, but then he was over IT for a long time, is that it's still not planned by others. That's part of your job. I want you to think about this. First thing that has to happen, Melissa, is you have to quit thinking that you can't have focus time because people are needing urgent information all day long. People have needs, and part of my job description is I meet those needs. That's a significant part of this job. So you thinking that that's a problem is probably the problem, rather than like, is it like, first and foremost, is it a part of your job to respond to them like immediately? Also, then you start taking all, like, this is what my husband had his department do. You take like the requests that come in. You first and foremost have to filter out, like, is your job to immediately respond, or are you immediately responding because you keep thinking it is, and figure that piece out. Like, I was like, let's say that you have 25 minutes of focus time a day. If those urgent requests come in and you don't answer your phone or answer your email during 25 minutes, what happens to the rest of the department? Like, if you're going to legit get fired and stuff, then you ain't got a problem. Your problem is you think focus time is a priority when the company says, no, urgent requests, that's your job. Why are you frustrated about that? Or it's, I don't want anybody mad at me and I want to blah, blah, blah. Like, and you have a bunch of shoulds and stuff. And so then you're shitting on focus time because you don't want to, like, because you're being a people pleaser or whatever. So it's a lot of just dissecting what is the truth. What is like substantiated information? Like, my boss has said I need to do these things. And what is Melissa's opinion about things? Judge those first and like really get honest with them. And then just say like, okay, well, if I was going to have focus time, when is the best time for the company and Melissa for me to have that? How much time could I possibly start with in the beginning? Like, what is my minimum baseline for this? Like, what is the minimum baseline to get started so that I can get used to not urgently responding to people? And that no one would be like, oh my God, where's Melissa? Every time I call her, she just takes care of everything. Figure those components out first. And then as you get used to how you're thinking about things and constructing things and all this other stuff, then you can either expand your focus time or whatever. But the path to the result you want will become way clearer when you clean up the muck of what's going on around what's real and what's not and blah, blah, blah. Because, like, I'm going to tell you, with my coaches, like, I put a lot of stuff out to them all day. Like, they can always tell when I'm in focus time, I'm like quiet and slack. And then when I'm like, when it's time for Corinne to manage and lead and do the things, slack blows up. Because we all work remotely, so we work together through this channel. And my expectation is if they're in focus time, they're not going to respond. But if they're not in focus time and I have something, it's like, I'm changing the priorities. It's my damn business. And they are good at like understanding that. They don't sit there and go like, I can't have and I can't do. It's like, no, this is Corinne's business. My job is to like make sure it runs amazing like she wants it to. When that's the mindset, guess what? You don't care that things are changing and stuff. You understand the purpose and the role you serve in it. I'm going to tell you, it took us a long time because, like, I'm just going to throw Betsy and Kathy straight under the bus and maybe even back up over them. But, oh, my God. Their brains were a wreck when it came to change when they started working for me. Both of them. Like, a fucking train wreck. They took things personally. They cried often. Like, when we have this joke about me being an asshole to work for, of course, there's a big piece where I am an asshole. I accept that. But there's also a big piece where they were an asshole to themselves. And so when you have, like, me being an ass and not a good leader in the beginning, and people who take things personally, it's a little rough around the edges to get things started. And so, like, they really had to start understanding, like, I had to say it over and over again, what their role was, and that we are a changing, like, I change what we're doing based on what you guys are telling me. We will always be a company that listens to their customer. Bottom line, it's how I grew up, and it's what I believe in. And so, like, we may have something planned for, 2 months from now, but if the girls are suffering with something, guess what? We're throwing that shit away and redoing things. And they used to get really upset about stuff like that. And now we all just understand. It's like, oh, this is the best way we support our ladies. And when our mindset changed around all of it, it all got easier and nobody took things personally. So, long story short, when it comes to your time for everyone, especially in your jobs, because I know jobs are a big thing, what you want to do is you want to, like, look at, like, be really honest about how you're spending your time and what's happening, and be like, if I wasn't being dramatic, if I wasn't using adjectives, if I was, and, like, all the things, here's all my opinions about what's going on. Then I want you to be like, all right, which of these opinions are just the way I think it's supposed to be, or what I think they want, and, like, the maybe this is what they mean, or they are, this is what I think they're thinking. All of that, that is thought work. That's got to get cleaned up. Then you got the whole side of, my boss actually said these are the things. Like, the words came out of his or her mouth. The book said, in writing, this is what it is. And then that is where you need to clean up your thoughts about it. Because if you're thinking, I can't have focus time, if your boss, like, let's just say, if your boss said, hey, Melissa, here's what I want you to do. You're in IT and you're going to have projects. But every single time somebody has a request, it's your job to fill it immediately. Well, then you know you don't have a problem. You would like to have focus time, but the priority of this business is not that. Like, your focus time priority is not the business's priority. Or if your boss is like, no, you really got these projects and everything, and I need you to, like, manage these urgent requests and stuff, then what your boss has said is focus time is a priority. And all this other stuff, it's part of your job, but you've internalized it in such a way that you need to clean it up so that you can say no to these things until focus time is taken care of. Like, when you do a lot of, guys, I'm going to tell you some of the most empowering, I just know that some of our weight loss issues will be solved when we manage our minds around how we spend our time and how we think about our time. That's why I love, love, love this month. Time is everything. It's that one thing never going to get more of. Once it's gone, it's gone. It doesn't matter how you spend it. Never going to get more of it, and you're never going to get it back. It's just there. All right. You guys have a good one. 3-day people who are on their way, safe travels. I will see. I don't know if I'll see any of you tonight walking around the hotel. I'm getting there later today. If I don't see you, I will see you for sure at 12 o'clock tomorrow. We will have tissues and paper and more tissues, and I am bringing all my energy drinks, so be prepared. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.